situation where you're playing two division opponent, a division opponent twice in such a short time. Did you look at that when you were going in to play the Cowboys the first time? Did they hold some stuff back? How did you approach it?
No, did we hold stuff back? No. I mean, our goal in the first game was we got to do everything we possibly can to beat a really good football team. So we didn't look at it anyway. I mean, that's just the way it happens. And we played a game, played another team in between, and then we got to play them again. So we didn't really overanalyze it.
What's the biggest challenge of playing a team the second time? You don't do it a lot in college. What's the biggest
challenge? You don't do it at all in college. I mean, unless you had a matchup in a bowl game or something or a conference championship game. But, I mean, I don't really think it's a challenge. I think everybody's got the same thing. They have the same amount of time to prepare for us. We have the same amount of time. It was 2 weeks since the last time we played them. And just go play. I think you can paralyze yourself by trying to overanalyze it. They think that we know that they think this, so then we think that they think that this will. And, you know, we're going to go play. And, I mean, I've got great respect for Rod and Monty on defense and what Jason and Scott Linehan and Bill Callahan are doing on offense. And, you know, I would imagine just DeMarco Murray's probably going to carry the ball a lot against us in our game. I think they'll probably try to throw the ball to Dez Bryant in our game. They'll probably try to find the tight end a lot and probably third down situations in our game. And we're going to give the ball to LeSean McCoy, you know, in our game. And, I mean, it's kind of similar to what happened the last time. It's just about really going out and executing and which team can execute better and which team can block better, which team can tackle better.
Well, can you tell us about Jerome Copeland, who you signed today?
Yeah, he was with the Detroit Lions, was active for 8 games. Big, tall safety. We think he's got potential. And the only way you can get a guy like that is you have to add him to your active roster. You can't take somebody from a practice squad to a practice squad.
Does Watkins go back to cornerback full time now, pretty much?
I have no idea. I mean, we'll work out, see where he is, see what his skill set is. You know, he could be a dime for us. You know, there's a lot of different things. He's got a unique skill set, but you know, it's one of those deals. The only way you can acquire a player from a practice squad is if you put him on your active roster. So
you've signed two safeties, Prasinski, you know, who weren't with the team in training camp. Ed Reynolds on the practice squad. Are you just looking for more from Ed as far as...
That has nothing to do with it. And if you read that into it, it means absolutely nothing. We could not get Jerome unless we put him on our active roster. We couldn't bring him over to our practice squad. So that's just the way the league rules are. So I don't think if people are looking at that, it means absolutely nothing about Ed. If we need to have a safety go play next week, then we can make a maneuver and make Ed active and put somebody down. So,
what do you think made LeSean McCoy so successful in that first game against Dallas?
I thought we blocked really well. You know, I thought our offensive line had a really good game. And I thought LeSean hit the holes really well. So it was a combination of both those things.
If you look at Romo, he has 6 more days between games than he had last time. How do you think that's going to affect him in terms of his health and what you see from him?
We're preparing for speed option. A lot of quarterback power runs now that he's got the extra days to go. You know, and I think there's a... But that's what happens when you play people, you know, the second time. You try to make up things that you think they'll do. I mean, they're going to do what they do, you know, but... Maybe the couple extra days, to any player, when you have a couple extra days rest, I think that helps you. So, but we're preparing for Tony Romo at his best, and when Tony's at his best, we have to be at our best.
Billy Davis said yesterday, though, that he's expecting a different Romo. I mean, were there things on film from last game where you said he doesn't look like the guy we've seen previously on tape?
No, I didn't say that.
Bobby Wagner suggested that that the Seattle defense knew what plays were coming. San Francisco, after that game, a couple players had mentioned that as well. I was wondering about the philosophical approach on offenses, doing what you do well and just executing there versus keeping defenses off balance.
I mean, I think everybody kind of knows what's going on. You have tendencies when you get through 13 games. We knew what defense they were going to line up in, too. So it's still about executing and playing football.
You're a vastly different team statistically, home and away. From looking at tapes, is there anything that you can explain that?
No, I don't think I have to. I mean, I don't really care. I mean, we don't look at, you know, hey, how'd they play in a home game as opposed to an away game. We're just trying to prepare for them. I mean, last year we were 6-2 at the Eagles away and only 4-4 at home. So, but we didn't wrestle and go over it. Now this year we're better at home than we were away. So, I mean, sometimes you can analyze metrics all you want. I mean, I don't know what they are compared to night games and day games, but we haven't spent much time on that one either. So,
you're pretty good at night games.
Yeah, so we hope that holds true because I think we're playing at night, right? So, but we played them, and it was a day the last time we played them, right? Or twilight? Yeah, late afternoon. But with the roof closed, we might have to check with the roof closed because that may be a factor. So we'll see if we can get that metric. Take a look at that.
How's Huff coming along with his hip injury? And
we'll see. You know, he was really limited yesterday. Tried to do a couple things, and we'll see. He's going to try to run around today, but I don't know if he'll make it through the whole thing. We don't really know yet. So.
Burton getting better?
Yeah, Burton was full yesterday.
You mentioned on Monday that you're seeing more zone this year than you did last year. What's your theories on why that is?
Well, last year we set an NFL record for explosive plays, so I didn't think anybody thought they would play us the same way. So usually if the ball's getting thrown over your head, I think people are going to back up more.
You did say that you were going to place an emphasis on getting receivers to beat man coverage.
We still see man coverage.
Yeah.
Last year we saw 60% man, 40% zone. Right now we see 58% zone, 42% man. So you got to be able to defeat both.
What kind of zones generally do they throw at you? Is it one specific type of, you know, is it too deep?
Most of the time we see a single high safety. We've seen that 79% of the time last year, 78% of the time this year.
Is there anything you have to guard against? Obviously with the loss last week, but is there anything you have to guard against of an overconfident team after blowing the team out 2 weeks ago and thinking that way this time?
No, I don't ever get that feeling from this team being an overconfident team. I think any confidence that they derived is through their preparation during the week leading up to the team that we're playing, and that's what this group really has. They understand the rhythm that we have to get into. Sometimes, you know, the last time we played them, it was a non-traditional week in terms of what we had to do, but I thought they handled that really well. You know, this is a normal week for us with a Tuesday introduction, you know, Wednesday, you know, a third down day, Thursday being a red zone day, Friday, you know, kind of getting into the same rhythm. But I think they're kind of, at this point in time, you know, having played 13 games, I think they kind of understand what they have to do from a preparation standpoint.
With the zone and the man you were just mentioning, I think you've seen consistently all year, obviously.
It depends on the team, though. You know, because some teams, when you go overall, those are the numbers for the overall year. Right now, it's been 58% zone, 42% man. The last time we played the Dallas Cowboys, they were 61% zone going into the game, but they played us in the game 55% man. So they played us a little bit more man than they had shown during the year, but it was still a 55-45 split.
And why do you think, though, you had so many big plays, you know, 40, 50-yard plays in the first 8 games and not as many since?
Because when we first came in, everybody said, let's play man, and then we threw the ball over their heads, and then they didn't do that much anymore.
So you started off the year seeing a lot more man, and then
Year or last year?
No, this year, I mean. When Nick was quarterback, he had 7 or 8 throws of 50 or yards.
Of what?
50 or more yards.
Yeah, there was a lot of times in zone coverage, people just dropped us, and there were guys wide tail open deep down the field, and they just didn't account for them. You know, I think once everybody gets an idea of what people are trying to do, they're kind of a little bit closer in coverage. So.
Chip, what goes into the 3 players you pick as captains each week?
There are squad leaders that our players pick, and we just rotate those guys.
So it's the players?
The players pick squad leaders at each position. You know, I think in the old line, it was Herrmann and Kelsey. Nick was at quarterback. Sproles is a running back. Selleck's a tight end. Mack and Cooper at wide receiver. Cedric Thornton and Brandon Bear on the D-line. D'Amico was the inside linebacker. Connor Barron was the outside linebacker. Kerry and Malcolm were in a secondary. Durenbos, maybe Maragos were at the special teams. And then we just rotate whichever guys go out.
So it's not about the opponent or anything of that nature? It's never...
About what?
About the opponent. You don't pick captains based on who you're playing against.
Yeah, we actually have studied, you know, who does a better job of staring down... Because then we get what their captains are going to be like. We try to match up heights, like who could stare them down better. Or
D'Amico was a captain against Houston. There are certain games where players have a connection to that team. I didn't know if that's something that factors into who you pick.
I don't even pick them, so I'm not even I'm not that deep.
A year ago this time, you said that you were hearing from a lot of veterans and that they felt as healthy as they probably had in their entire careers. What kind of feedback are you getting the second time around?
I think
this
our
point?
Guys are relatively healthy, you know. We don't sit around and talk about it, but I mean, we monitor our guys every single day, and we have they have individual meetings every single day in terms of where they are, and I think overall we're very healthy. You know, but we have lost players that we did last year. We didn't put guys on IR. This year we have.
I meant more like, you know, the nagging type of.
Yeah, I think our players are really good at that, you know, and really they deserve the credit because they do such a great job in their own maintenance of themselves. They understand we give them the tools to do it, but they still have to do it themselves, and it takes a lot of work. You know, it takes a lot of work to recover from a National Football League game and prepare yourself to play the next week. But we got a bunch of guys that understand the importance of that and really do that very well. So
the Cowboys have actually – they changed their schedule this year to one that's more similar to yours in terms of they practicing on Tuesday. Did you know that? And have you noticed or heard of any other more teams trying to following what you guys set forth in terms of a template for a schedule each week?
No, I did not know that.
You're up line. Are you concerned with the way that the Seahawks handled the blocking Sunday? Does that give other teams any sort of nothing.
No, I mean, it was a lot of one-on-ones, you know, and when it broke down, it was a lot of one-on-ones. So, you know, Michael Bennett's a really good football player. Averill's a really good football player. You know, they were in some one-on-one situations and they won, you know, and that's a lot of times in this game, that's what everything comes down to. It comes down to one-on-one situations and who was better, and they were obviously better than us on Sunday, so.
Against Dallas the first time, your defensive line did a really good job against their offensive line, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are there things you guys can take away from that and, you know, kind of use again this time?
I mean, it's the same thing. I think you can, you know, I think they're going to do what they do and we're going to do what we do. Hopefully we can be as successful again, but I know they're going to give us their best shot, and I think that'll be a really interesting matchup, their O-line versus our D-line.
Do you get the sense from your players and even your coaches this week that the magnitude of this game and what's on the line, or are you guys able to block that out and just go, it's Cowboys, it's game, and not worry about everything else?
No, but I think we have the same magnitude no matter what, because it's always on the line. I don't think one game is more significant than any other game. You know, and if you didn't prepare and win 9 games at this point, then this game would mean absolutely nothing. So, you know, you just can't wake up one day and say, hey, this game's really important this week, and then that diminishes the game next week. But every game comes down to, and in this league, because everything is so close. I mean, every game you play, no matter whether it was the opening game of the year or it's this game this week, our whole mantra has always been, it's always on the line, no matter who you're playing, when you're playing them.
Okay.
Thanks, guys.
Do you brush your teeth differently for